I started out in Wisconsin, Army National Guard. Decided I loved it so much that I went active duty. Been active duty since 2004. My wife and I were having complications trying to have kids on our own. Figured if we're having a complication to try and adopt for a little bit, ended up with both our girls.
When she was placed with us, she was essentially nonverbal. She would self-harm and scream for 20 hours a day, pull her hair out, bang her head. She was severely abused and neglected before she came to us. So she has Chiari malformation. It's basically the cerebellum of her brain is herniating down into her brainstem. So they're going to remove a chunk of skull to give some relief to that pressure that's in her brain. Hopefully this surgery will give her some relief. She's pretty much in pain 24/7, and she's just not a happy kiddo. It's really hard.
One of the service members that worked with the family asked us to help them. And what they had asked for us was to provide them some funds so that while they're in the hospital, the higher cost of food and everything is taken care of. When I started to dive into what the family was about and everything, and I found out that they were, you know, adoptees and they had a lot of issues lately, we decided to try to make it a little bit better. We thought about the idea of going to Disney and everything, and then I started asking Channel 4 and the Colts, and everybody just started stepping up and making it better and better and better. So now they're flying out on the Ursae's private plane. The way my charity works with all volunteers, we try to stretch the donations as far as possible, and we were able to do this whole weekend at Disney for the family without a cent. So the Colts are fully funding this. It really does make your heart good that things like this are helping to our military families.
It's pretty overwhelming. It's pretty neat. So she's been through more than any kid should ever have to go through. So it's pretty cool to see her get to experience things like this.
Health is something we don't think about when you have healthy kids or have, you know, healthy nieces and nephews. So it's humbling. You see people who go out and they protect our country, and also the kind of people who go out and adopt other children and give them an opportunity to have an incredible life.
You guys have definitely shown a lot of, I don't even know how to say it, just a lot of love towards us today, and it was great. So I just thank you guys for everything, everybody.